Welcome to a Genesee Joe podcast. Today we're going to talk to local musician Mark Macri. Now, Mark lives in Orlando, Florida, some of the year during the winter, and he comes up here all summer long. He just put together a new CD, and at the end of this interview, we're going to get to one of the songs, a song called Be Human that features Showtime as his backing band. Here we go. All right, 92.7 FM, The Drive, and a Genesee Joe podcast, and our guest today is a... Well, it turns out a guy that we figured out, we've known each other for 20 years, Mark Macri. Mark, how are you?
I'm great.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, you're up here in central New York for the summer, but it's kind of getting close to the end here.
It is.
September.
A couple weeks, I'll be heading back.
But you've been busy this summer, not only with solo gigs, but gigs with the band Trainwreck that features Tim Bowler and Lenny Milano and Cremo. In a great band and a lot of fun. But
Knuckleheads,
yeah. But also, you've been out at Subcat Recording Studios.
Yes, in Syracuse. The album Still Human, or I say album, but I know it's in the show my age, but it's a CD, obviously, but sue me. It started in September 2011, and we finished it this year, and we're releasing it on October 2nd.
Cool. So it's a real neat thing because you've got a who's who of players on it.
Yes.
And that does include, one track has the entire band Showtime.
Yes.
Playing with you.
Yes.
And that's a feat in of itself, because they're a great band.
I love those guys. Love them to death.
A lot of fun. And they've both been in here, Jose and...
They killed it.
Yeah.
They killed it.
Jose and Justin have been in on the show a bunch of times. And, you know, they do an interesting thing, too. Did you catch any of the Showtime Blues Trio things?
I have not. I wish I could have. Every time I saw them playing that, I had a gig.
Yeah.
You know, because naturally we're, you know, at least an hour away from each other, you know, from when we're playing gigs. So wanted to see it really bad.
Really, really good stuff, though. Mm-hmm. But not only that, now speaking of blues guys, you got Los Blancos from Syracuse.
Yeah,
an amazing band playing on another track.
They've always been my sentimental favorite band out of Syracuse. You know, I've always loved those guys for many reasons, their musicianship, their knowledge. Their harmonies, just the way they play. You know,
how nice they are.
They are great. Great guys.
Colin Aberdeen is one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the whole rest of the band is, too.
Stephen T. Winston, the bass player, actually is a co-writer on one of my songs.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then you got Trainwreck on a couple of songs.
Trainwreck is on one song.
Okay.
Yeah. All the main bands are they're just on one track, a piece. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then it's not to say like that the rest of it is just filled with knucklehead.
I mean, you really got
a who's who of players on this.
Lenny Milano's all over the album. I mean, God, Tom Hillenbrand, Doug Moncrief, Dave King, Ken Satterfield, Frank Newbert. I mean, Andy Rudy, as far as like, you know, like maybe some more of the individual players rather than just the band players. I mean, there's tons of great session players in there as well. Sylvester Hagen, Ava Andrews, Marsha Hagen, Jennifer T. Davis as doing the gospel vocals. And, you know, it goes on and on.
Cool.
And 27 musicians.
Wow. Now, how would you describe it? It's pretty. It's almost a kind of an eclectic record.
I've never been one. Number one, it's not like I ever really write hit songs. And it's personal. Again, anybody that knows me knows that my stuff is personal. And some of it's intense and some of it's dark. But you know, some of it's actually very upbeat and cool. But not one style. Definitely not one style. It's pretty. We hit a bunch of different styles.
That is cool, man. Mm-hmm. So. You know, you say you started in 2011, which is a cool thing. You've been coming up here and just working with people on the summers.
Summers. And then I would fly up, you know, and take a week and do like, just kind of a 5-day, get whatever I can done, you know, in that amount of time session, you know, pretty much where you're in the studio at least 10, 12 hours a day, that kind of thing.
Because, you know, if somebody does that from L.A. to New York, they say they're bi-coastal, and you're down in...
So I'm on the same coast. I'm in Orlando.
Yeah, you're on the same coast, but it's like north-south, and
different corners.
Yeah, bi-corneral or something.
Right.
But, I mean, boy, talk about a labor of love.
Yeah, and it's expensive labor of love. It's you know, thank God I had some help, you know, so...
You know what? Anybody that ever thinks about joining the band to make money is nuts.
Yeah. Don't. Especially recording. it's tough. If you're going to do it right, boy, it's tough to get your money back.
We booked a thing one time at a local bar after one of the brewery concerts right down on Varick Street. Mm-hmm. And we did, as part of the thing, the Pink Floyd Animals record. So I had bought a weather balloon and I had to get the helium. Mm-hmm. And we had inflated plastic pigs on that.
Nice.
And a bunch of glow sticks. And we painted, you know, Thunderwad on the balloon. And we had it floating up there and we had the lights. And, you know, it attracted a lot of attention. And at the end of the night, I just cut the rope with a knife and it floated off. And it was great because we watched it float around forever. But the only problem was we made about $80 each and $106 floated away. When I added it up, because I looked, it was like, the hell is this, $80? And then it was like, it was $106 just floated away. So it completely, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, just from May till now, and what is it, September 19th right now, from May, the last time I flew up to do a session, you know, you know, for about 5 days, $10,000 have been paid out by the time I pay for the actual CDs that I'm getting pretty soon.
Wow, man. So,
and that's just this year.
So, you know. So speaking of that, now people are going to want this because people around here know you.
Yeah.
You're a long-time Central New York musician.
I'm telling you, I am blessed. You know, I'm from Syracuse, but I played in Utica as every bit as much as I did in Syracuse when I started out in 1991 as a solo, you know, artist, is when I went solo in 91.
Yeah.
And I am blessed to say that I have, you know, great supporters all over Central New York and a lot from Utica as well.
So. And, you know, one of the best things about it is, like, you could go down to Off Center Records and leave them a handful of CDs and, you know, mm-hmm. they'd send you the money and all that. But mm-hmm. with the online stuff, people can find a CD. Where can they find a CD if they want to buy it?
I always go, you know, the process is CD Baby, you know, you send it to them and you register it and then they distribute it to everybody else, you know, iTunes and the like. So hopefully not Spotify, but I don't know if I have any control over that. So we'll see.
You know, speaking of funny stuff that showed up on Spotify, you know the 805 record is on there?
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
One day I was trying to find like...
Not cool for them, said two cents a piece, but you know.
Yeah, I was trying to find like Stand in Line or one of those songs and it was like, looked on Spotify and I was shocked.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, well, all right, you know?
Yeah, so there's a silver lining, I guess. It's cool in
but,
way.
You know, luckily we went and we found it somewhere else too so I could play it on the air because I'm not getting sued by that.
Right.
You know? But, all right, so people can find it through CD Baby and iTunes and all that stuff.
That'll take a while since we're not releasing it until October 2nd. And I will probably, if I get them in my hand, maybe this week I can send it into CD Baby. But I, you know, it's a process. It takes a while for them to.
But you know, speaking of October 2nd, show out in Cicero.
Yes, the big CD release party for Still Human. The name of the CD is Still Human, and we're having a CD release party at Boreo's in Cicero on Lakeshore Drive.
I've heard good things about that place. Unfortunately, never been there.
Well, it's a popular banquet venue, wedding venue, whatever. You know, the upper room there holds a decent amount of people, and it's a good sounding room acoustically. So, and I've had 27 musicians on the album, and most of them are going to be at the party playing.
That's a banquet right there.
Yeah.
Good thing you're not, are you paying to feed these guys?
No, I am feeding these guys, actually. I'm not paying them, you know, on top of that, but I am going to feed them, something.
You know, once again, the old-fashioned hamburger game.
Yeah, I hope they're happy with a couple chicken wings and a soda.
There you go. Man. So now, one thing, though, like, you've done some albums.
Mm-hmm. Third one. This will be the third full-length album, yep.
What do you draw from when you record?
Very, very personal stuff. And you know, I have friends that, you know, will tell you, oh, man, you know, this album makes me want to take a bath with my blow dryer. And some of that is true for this one. There's deeply personal. I mean, dealing with it's kind of a chronicle from the first CD, you know, from 20 years ago, A Day at the Human Races came out in 1996 to now. It does touch on the things that I've gone through since then. A pretty bad divorce, losing my mom. But other things too, you know, and so some of it is insanely personal and the lyrics are pretty brutal in some regard, but there are more, you know, upbeats, you know, subjects too. So
cool. Hence the title, by the way, Still Human.
Still Human. Yeah. So after all of the stuff I've been through, I'm still human. It's a choice, you know?
Well, you know, I always said this, man, if a guy writes songs that are down like that and it makes you want to go hang yourself, that's what the song is touching
well,
you.
That's the thing. The stuff that I write about, I'm not the only one that's ever gone through it.
Yeah. You can relate to that. What gets me is when they write a song like that and you want to go hang them.
Yeah. I like that. I like
that.
That won't be the case here.
Yeah, that's where it's not touching you. That's where it's like, you know.
Yeah, I can relate, brother. I hope that's kind of where I want to go with that. So it's all good.
All right. Oh, so now one of the other things that's kind of cool is, you know, because it's such like it's like a global world we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking before we started the interview, and you're down in Orlando, and you play at the House of Blues, which is in Disney.
Right, right.
Matter of fact,
Springs,
you said Disney's kind of shoved right up your butt.
Hey, well, I live next door to the mouse. I mean,
man.
So let me say that I live next door to the mouse. Let's put it that way. I'm very close to Disney. You know, you could literally leave what out of my complex, and you'll take one right turn, and I'm in Disney. So.
So then, instead of saying it's a global world, we'll say it's a small world. After all,
oh gosh, you had to go there.
I did.
Yeah, you had.
But
there, so.
If people like, you know, everybody goes to Disney.
Yeah, well, and you know, you'd be surprised
everybody
how
does.
Many people from Central New York will pop up there spring break and all that stuff.
That's where I'm going. Know. If they want to come out and catch a show, I know you're on Facebook, but where else can they find
you? Well, I'm, you know, through my website as well, just my name, markmacri.com, Mark with a K, obviously, M-A-C-R-I, and to the performance dates. But they can also email me, you know, directly, you know, that my email's on there. Because if they give me enough notice, I can always tell them where I'm going to be, or I can actually try to get a gig at the House of Blues around the time they're vacationing.
Wow.
So
that's accommodating.
I do. I try to. When friends come down, when they tell me they're going to be around, I try to do that.
Well, you know what? That's all right. Well, listen, man. Mark Macri. It's markmacri.com.
That's right.
And, of course, you're on Facebook. And, hey, man, thank you. What's that?
The Lukens Happy Hour? Did we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did we?
No,
yeah.
We'll touch that, too.
Okay, all right.
All right, so, you know, for those of us that can't go to Florida right away, even though if we do, we'll definitely get in touch with you. Friday night, you're doing a happy hour. It's like your last Utica show for this summer,
it
right?
It is, and then I'm winding down the last of my solo shows, and Friday we'll be in Utica at Lukens for happy hour from about 5:30 to 9:00.
So, cool.
Yeah.
So that's cool, man. And then, of course, Boreos on October 2nd for the CD release party.
Yeah, 5 to 7:30.
Yep.
Right?
Hey, let me ask you this. I never did ask you this, and this is the beauty of the podcast. We can kind of jump back and forth.
Hit me.
How the hell did you hook up with Lenny Cremo and Bullet for Trainwreck? That's a hell of a lineup.
1997, actually. We've been playing since 1997, believe it or not. And just a quick story, but Lenny was hammering me about doing a duo. And like with my tracks, and he was going to like play along with it. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. If I'm going to do that, I'd rather do a band. And then Tim Bollert was already playing with me in the Mark Macri duo.
Right.
Because I needed support when the new album came out, my first album, Day of the Human Races. And then, you know, the phone call was made to Cremo. And
because in 97, they still were in the Butchers together.
I believe they were. And basically Trainwreck came about because... you know, here's the songs, and they were cassette tapes back then. And they said, here's the songs, see the gig, no rehearsals.
Wow.
And so the endings were, you know, total train wrecks because nobody knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, we didn't rehearse this, so how would we end the song? We're all looking at each other like, oh.
Well, you know what, though? And let me ask you this, because you are a seasoned musician, and this is the kind of thing, yeah. But this is one of those things where I kind of try and, you know, say this, like, how important is it for in a situation like that, especially for, you know, you listen more than you play. It's ungodly important.
We still to this day, like we will still do songs that we have not touched on at all and go, well, let's try that at the gig. And so we've done that and listening, you know, and of course eye contact and cues obviously is
yep.
if I can't see Lenny or Tim, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
No, you can.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And there's nothing wrong with turning around and looking right at somebody.
Oh,
here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of that. There's plenty of that because, you know, we're lost puppies, you know, on the stage for the most part, you know, because we really don't rehearse. I mean, you know, not even once a year.
Because you guys get up here, they're working all the time.
That's what I mean.
And you come up to a whirlwind of activity.
Right. I have 20 gigs a month I'm doing, and then, you know, it's like, okay, you know. So maybe I'll get together with Tim, just the two of us, and hammer out stuff. But then it's still anybody's guess.
Yeah, you're still winging it.
Still winging it. You know?
Man. So thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
But, you know, if you're playing 20 gigs a month and then you play down and stuff, He's kind of like the dream right there. It's like the lifelong dream.
Oh, well, I'm not getting any younger, I'll tell you that. I definitely need lighter gear to start carrying around, Joe. I got to be honest.
Thank God in this day and age, it's a lot lighter.
Is it getting old? Well, my stuff still isn't because it's older. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
All right. Mark Macri, thanks for stopping in. Genesee Joe Podcast. Thanks, Joe. Check him out, markmacri.com. And, hey, man, good luck. And we'll
Thank
see you,
you
next summer for
I
another
appreciate
interview. All right.
So much. Thank you.
Cool. All right, now let's listen to the song Be Human from Mark's new CD, Still Human, and this features Showtime as the backing band.
Your mama proud. Your mama proud.